What were the lessons that you got taught growing up from your parents about stranger danger?
Ooh.
Do you remember them?
I feel like my mum said, if you're ever in trouble, like someone's trying to take you or whatever.
Yes.
She said, scream fire, because people don't always respond to help, please help me. But if you yell fire, fire, people come running.
Well, Jules, one lady in the States has taken that to another whole level. She has six kids. She's the mother of six children.
Mm-hmm.
She is teaching her kids stranger dangers at the moment, you know, the do's and don'ts and stuff. She's teaching her kids how to swear. She's teaching them every swear word under the sun to use in emergency special events. Now, obviously, we hope, touch wood, these things would never happen in anyone's world, but unfortunately, there are weirdos and creeps out there. She's teaching them stranger danger. So if someone is trying to abduct them or be weird or whatever, you know, like, to try and take them away, is to swear. Because if they're at the playground, this is her theory, and they say help or scream, no one's really going to look. But if you hear a little kid say beep, beep, all the bad words, the C's, the F's and the B's, you would be, what is going
your
on?
Your eyes are definitely, like, your attention's drawn, isn't it?
Yes.
That's quite clever.
Kind of genius. But what if the kid got a little carried away and, you know, starts using these words?
Then you're in trouble. Then they lose their impact.
Yes.
Immediately lose their impact.
They do. But Jules, this takes me back to my childhood of swearing, which was never very good now that I look at it. But using bad words in front of my parents, the swears, the repercussions for swearing. Well, let me tell you, I got a good taste of the bath soap.
Oh, the soap in the mouth. Wash your mouth out.
Wash your mouth out with soap. Yep, Mum would get the block and she would say, open your mouth. She'd put the soap in your mouth and rub it kind of.
Ooh.
But me and my brother, we came up with a plan. To stop the power of the soap, we decided, you know what, Mum? We're going to take the power away from you. We would pick up that block of soap and we'd put it in our mouths. We would swear again because we were, you know, little, not very good kids sometimes. We'd grab the soap, Jules, and we'd bite into it like a chocolate bar.
Oh, my gosh.
We'd stare Mum down and go,
You boys were a handful, weren't you?
You can't test me.
Your poor mum.
Oh, I've apologised to her many times.
Have you?
Kind of, maybe. But yes, teach your kids to swear.
I hope you bought her something nice for Mother's Day.
We'll circle back on that one,
you
Jules.
You didn't get her anything, did you?
I got her nothing.
Nah.